What's the best thing in life? T-Life is.
Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here on the night show right here on CFM. Okay, so this recipe is for a new way to eat instant noodles. First, all you gotta do is cook your instant noodles as usual without any seasonings. Then you're gonna air fry them at 180 degrees for 20 minutes. After that, it gets all crunchy, right? So you're gonna crush these air fried noodles into pieces and add in your seasonings. And one more important extra ingredient is tomato sauce. Yes, squeeze in a good amount of tomato sauce. It's all become like kind of like sticky and everything, it can come together. So mix everything up, shape them into small round shapes. Yes, this is very important as well. Air fry them again at 120 degrees for 20 minutes and your mini instant noodle nuggets, I would call it, are done. At this point, there is no longer instant noodle recipe because of this quite complicated number of steps. I think you can try this recipe once just for the experience. For me, I still prefer to eat instant noodles as it is and nothing more complicated.
TFM. Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Yo, nice show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy CP here. Alright, the next food recipe is going to be a great dish to pair with your rice or anything with carbs in it. First, melt butter in a pan, add in chopped up onions and tomatoes, cook until tomatoes and the onions are soft, and then there's like the liquid come off the tomatoes, then add in diced king oyster mushrooms and also minced meat. Now for the minced meat, it can be chicken or beef, up to you. Cook until everything is cooked, then add in tomato sauce, a very important ingredient, yeah? Put in a good amount of tomato sauce, season with black and pepper, and this minced meat tomato is great for everything. You can use it to put onto your pizza dough, you can mix it with pasta, spaghetti to eat it as it is, something like a bolognese, or you can mix it just with white rice and eat it. Or you know what? Sprinkle some mozzarella cheese on top, broil it in the oven for a good couple minutes, and eat it as it is. Delicious and perfect for a rainy day on CFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on T-Life.
Yo, nice show on TFM here, chilling with your boy TP. Now for this next apple egg layered pie recipe, I would say this is quite easy and very simple to do and delicious and nutritious as well. So what you gotta do, get a few apples, slice them into thin slices, set it aside. Next, in another bowl, mix 2 eggs, 100 milliliters of milk, 10 grams of white sugar, and 50 grams of flour. Mix it all good. Now, in another baking tray, layer one layer of apple slices that you just sliced earlier. Pour in the mixture until covered. Next, add another second layer of apple slices. Repeat this whole process. Layer the mixture, layer apple mixture, layer apple mixture, and until all the mixture is poured lah. Sprinkle some almond flakes on top and pop it into your air fryer at 160 degrees for 35 minutes. And your apple layered pie is complete. You can make this and just have this for your breakfast every day, good to go. You don't need to do anything extra. You can also substitute the apple with any other fruits, banana, kiwis, pineapple, whatever you want. Or you know what? Just mix all the fruits together and you have this mixed fruit layered pie recipe. Enjoy, TFM.